To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo of the waters of Lake Ontario comes to us from a friend who, in part, celebrated their birthday by visiting the scenic wonders at Chimney Bluff State Park in Walcott, New York, on Saturday. I share it today because of its scenic beauty and because the peaks and valleys of the bluffs on the shores of Lake Ontario can represent the ups and downs that we will experience in life that make us wonder what our ultimate purpose is. Yesterday in our Bible study discussion, Arthur and Susanna Cincotti and I discussed the concept of giving God glory and how, because he is the author of all creation and will determine the course of all existence through history, and as the Westminster Catechism affirms, the chief end of man, our purpose, is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. While that is man's stated end or purpose, the concept may seem overly spiritual, sentimental, or just confusing, and is often simplified as living a good life of being personally responsible and morally upstanding, for the most part. So even for those that want to glorify God and enjoy him forever, this purpose could just be seen as an underlying subtle part of our normal lives, with its traditional goals of finding a career, a life partner, and having a family. These traditional goals are prominent in our lives because they are integral in providing us with the means to support ourselves and a measure of our need to feel accepted, significant, and secure. We may spend years pursuing the goals of achieving a certain career position or in finding that life partner that will quote-unquote complete us and building a family. We pointed out yesterday in our discussion that these goals are good and can lead to a thriving life of success and familial happiness. But if God is not honored in that life journey, all the accomplishments and close personal relationships that were enjoyed will prove to be of little value as the person finds themselves separated from God and consigned to the outer darkness of hell, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So obviously, we recommended a relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ to remedy this situation. But as I have thought about our life's purpose today, I am pondering the question of next steps for those who are saved and who have reached their goals in life and ministry. Because of the dissolution of my marriage in 2018, I had to face the challenges of building a new life for myself by finding a new home and a direction for the rest of my life, all the while having to work and try to direct my children. The Lord has been with me and provided for everything I needed in that regard. As I walked alone, the question of the possibility of a new life partner was always an out there possibility, which I didn't make any overt attempts to pursue, but at the same time was one that I hoped would materialize someday, and one that I remained open to receive. The Lord has graciously sent me a beautiful, faithful woman of God into my life, and even though it took me some time to realize she was right here in front of me, I finally woke up and have been overcome with joy as we have not only confessed our love for one another, but are eagerly anticipating being married. So to paraphrase Sammy Sosa's, baseball has been very, very good to me. In my Christian walk, God has been very, very good to me. You know, I am thrilled that my happily ever after is on the horizon. But as we all know, life is not a fairy tale, and happily ever after, even in the Disney universe, now usually results in a sequel. Because life is continuous, our journey doesn't end. So even though we can accomplish some life goals and actually experience receiving the desires of our hearts, we still must go forward in our lives. The question for the Christian is, now that you have gotten what you were hoping for, what do you do next? Do you stop your walk on the path of Christian discipleship to set up house and relax with a new ministry of offering thanks and praise from the comforts of your couch? Can we just chill in Christ? I absolutely love the song Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol that asked the question, if I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Now that I've found the love of my new life in Christ with Tammy Lynn, can I just spend the rest of my days with the purpose of just loving her in Christian wedded bliss, forsaking all other activities? As appealing as that might sound, the harsh realities of Monday morning help us with answering that question. We still must provide for ourselves. We still have to go to work. We still must deal with the challenges of changing circumstances. And because we are in the world, as Christians, we are called to do more than just chill in Christ. Sure, I have found the love of Christ and now have found the person who I am certain will be the love of my life. But other people out there haven't secured their place in God's kingdom and are walking in darkness and the suffering that I knew all too well for most of my life. So while I may want to lament over another Monday morning and the fact that while I have found the love of my life in Tammy Lynn, we still have miles to walk before we can be married and live together, I need to remember that God didn't bring me into his kingdom for my personal happiness. God calls us into his kingdom to represent him on earth and to share his love. We are to use our lives to glorify God and to endeavor to expand his kingdom by sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ through our words and actions. So don't be down in the dumps because it's Monday and we have to go back to the grind and leave the good times of the weekend behind. God has given us eternal life, and we should rejoice over that regardless of the day or the circumstances of our lives. He has provided for us and blessed us, so we can rejoice over that too. But we should never become so happy that we forget that the people of the world desperately need God, and they need to know the truth of how they can be reconciled to him through faith in Jesus Christ. So keep walking and talking with God. Rejoice over all he has done for you, but be sure to shine a light in the darkness by representing his kingdom, by sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ any way you can. This morning's meditation verse is 1 Thessalonians 2:13 from the New King James Version. It says, "For this reason we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe." Today's verse speaks to the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the practice of thanksgiving. As Christians, we have been saved from God's wrath and our just punishment because of Jesus Christ. If we were to spend the rest of our lives suffering, we would still have ample reason to thank God. And even if we went through various trials and sufferings for the rest of our days, the likelihood is that no matter what we suffered, our suffering could somehow have been worse. Even those who have been prisoners of war or consigned to concentration camps have been able to recognize that some days were better than others, and they were able to find things to be thankful for in the most horrible and abysmal circumstances. So as we recommend for all Christians, begin or continue the daily practice of giving thanks to God for who he is, what he has done in general, and what he has done for you specifically. Today's verse also speaks to the fact that the good news is not something that man made up, but is God's plan for the redemption of men, and that we are to share it with others. This verse indicates we are to present the gospel with the word of God in order to let God effectively use us to bring people to believe in him and to be translated into his kingdom. So thank the Lord every day for your salvation and all he is and for all he has done for us in general and for what he has done for you personally. Let your thanksgiving draw you closer to the Father and motivate you to share his love with the world that dearly needs it. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today we continue to share, and we're almost done, to share from June Hunt's Boundaries, how to set them and how to keep them. Today's section from that resource is how to respond when boundary lines are crossed. So you want to check out that resource, just go to mtforchrist.org, and you'll see an that excerpt basically at the bottom of today's post. As always, we invite people to check out our discipleship classes that are supposed to build up your faith and help you with spiritual warfare. The first one is A Victory Over the Darkness, and the second series we did was The Bondage Breaker. And we are currently doing a study called Freedom in Christ, and there's three lessons on the podcast for that, and we'll be doing the fourth lesson this week. Let's see. And if you'd like, you can participate in those classes just by listening, or if you want to go a little deeper, you can contact me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com and ask me for the class materials, and I'll be able to provide them to you for no cost. And if you'd like, you can even, you know, send your responses in, and I'd provide you with feedback and encouragement to help you through the course. As I mentioned, we do a Bible study every week with Arthur and Suzanne Sincotti. This week we did it on Soli Deo Gloria, basically about giving God the glory. And if you'd like to check out that discussion, it's on the podcast. And we have several other Bible study discussions that go all the way back to the spring. So if you wanted to check out those, they're on the podcast as well. And the outlines are on the blog. So we invite you to check that out, because a lot of people don't have access to a Bible study where they live. And, being part of a Christian community can be done remotely these days. So we invite you to check out our messages and our daily encouragements that go all the way back to February. Today's Monday, so I pray. Let me pray for everybody. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together to remember who we are in Christ and what you've done for the world and what you've done for us personally. Lord, we thank you for the blessings of this life. We thank you for our salvation. And Lord, we just pray for the people listening today. We pray that they'd be built up in their faith. We pray for the Holy Spirit to anoint them and to give them revelations and to encourage them and to lead them in all truth and the way they should go. We pray for a hedge of protection for all our listeners and their families, to protect them from negative circumstances in the world. We pray for healing for our friends. Pray for healing for Pat Kilmer, as we haven't gotten an update from Pat, and we said we'd keep her in prayer. We also pray for provision. We don't know the circumstances of everyone's life, but we pray for them to be provided for in the things they need, both financial and most importantly, spiritually. Lord, we thank you for the things you've done for us, the things you've given us, and we pray for us to be used by you today to share the hope of Jesus Christ and to bring other people into your kingdom. We pray all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.